can even roll.
Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just. I see.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, April the 28th of 2016, the year of the nine. And the time is 12 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, this is part three. This is going to be the last introduction for the next series that starts on Saturday. So Saturday, again, the new series, Loamong and the OASPI Bible, or the OASPI Bible. Loamong and the OASPI, or the OASPI Bible, starts on April the 30th. We'll probably kick off the show, the first one. Episode is probably going to be an evening show on Saturday night, probably about 7 p.m. Central. And then we'll go back to the noon hour on Sunday and for the rest of the series. Again, the cost is $100. Please go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make a $100 donation at your earliest convenience to pick up or to start the show on Saturday. Why is this series so important? Again, this series will explain spiritualism. This will explain all of the workings of the celestial realm. This OASPI Bible is probably one of the greatest books I've ever read. The OASPI Bible explains three terms that we're going to spend a lot of time talking about. One is lower mama. The other is the Kabbalah, where we get the word Kabbalah. And the other one is the Enoch Isha. Enoch Isha is where we get the word Enoch. Those three dispositions we are going to spend a lot of time discussing. It is called the Confederation of the Spirit, the three-stranded cord. So Lo-Amon is a disposition that we call Lucifer. The Kabbalah is a disposition that we call the Tree of Life. The Enoshin is the disposition that we call Enoch. Each one of these are viceroys, or they rule a certain disposition or part of the planet. Now, you may be asking yourself, and you should be asking yourself, what in the world does this have to do with Jesus Christ and Him crucified? What does this have to do with my salvation? Well, everything that we know comes from that disposition. So, what am I saying? This series, I need to give you the information. Again, I am not trying to tell you what to think. I'm simply giving you information to assist you with how to think. Everybody taught me and told me what to think. And so I just regurgitated other people's stuff. I had no ability to think on my own. That is not the purpose of my show, nor my ministry, nor anything that I do. The whole purpose of this series is for you to look at the information that you intuitively know. Now, what information? For example, what is a spirit? Now, you've heard me say it, you know, what is a demon? What is God? What is an angel? What is Angelos? What is the atmosphere? What is evil? How do you become saved? What is the purification process? Why was Jesus an Essene or a Nazarene? Why does the Bible say that the temple of God and you are that temple? Why does the Bible say that we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels? What is this treasure? Christ in you. Why does the Bible say that any man who does not believe that Christ came in the flesh is not of God? Why does that word in means interior, not exterior? Why do we have Greek to explain an Aramaic God? Why is the Greek language not Greek? Why did the Greeks adopt their language from another culture? Why is it that everything that we read in the Bible, from the King James Bible, from King James, why do we have the King James version of the Bible? Why don't we have, you know, your version of the Bible? Why can't you write your own Bible? Who was King James? And why do we have his version of the Bible? Why do we have Noah Webster's? Why is all the English language the result of Noah Webster? Who is Noah Webster? And why was he commissioned to write the English dictionary? Why does the word dictionary gives us definitions of the words? Why does the word definition come from the word definition, the Phoenicians, P-H? Why does the PH make the F sound? Where do we get phonics from? What is the definition of the word version? Why is version very similar to virgin? Why do we have the King James Version of the Bible? Why is version and virgin, what does that mean? Why is still, and still the same thing phonetically? Why is STIL, STEAL, the same, pronounced the same way phonetically? What is phonics? The word version is from the Latin word that means turning. It means a verse that you turn. It has to do with the over an understanding of changing a point of view. Why does King James want to change your point of view? Now, is this anything bad? Absolutely not. These are all good things. The only thing that it does is it requires you to use your brain. Why does the devil don't want you to use your brain? Why do you go to church, you turn your brain off? Not all people, some people. So this series is going to explain something, but the most important question, brothers and sisters, is who wrote the OSPE Bible? And how did he write it? Well, now remember, all through the Old Testament, the Spirit of God came upon. Now remember, Samson was a great dude. He was awesome. But Samson wasn't worth jack without the Spirit of God. Notice in the Old Testament that the Spirit of God came upon people, empowered them to do what they needed to do, and it left. Then in the New Testament, we got the Spirit without measure. That means right now I have the Holy Spirit. But I may not acknowledge it. I may not use it. I may not say it. So why in the book of Psalms, that song that says, David, it says, where should I go? No, and it says, oh, he'll find me there. There is nowhere, nowhere, nowhere. No, 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 no. There is no hiding place. No matter where David goes, the Spirit of God goes. Why does the Bible say that if you go into a harlot, you take the Spirit of God with you to that harlot? Why does the Bible tell you don't do that? Because the Spirit of God doesn't want to do that. But why is it that the Spirit of God goes with you? Who's James Strong? Why do we got the Strong's Concordance? Why did James Strong write the Strong Concordance? Why does every word in the Bible is broken down by this dude? Now, is there anything wrong with James Strong? Absolutely not. You just need to know who he is. You need to know how the Spirit of God works. Now, the old OSPE Bible explains this. Now, the question that should be burning in your brain, which we're going to answer during the series, is why does the Bible not explain all of this stuff? Now, the Bible is a great book. Don't get it twisted. But we need to understand why does the Bible doesn't help us more, if you will. Why does the Bible say that we have inherited lies? And Jeremiah 8:8 says, well, you have inherited lies from your father. Why does the Bible say heaven and earth will pass away before one jot and one tittle of my word returns void? Why did Jesus say, whoa, 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 8 times in Matthew 23 to the scribes and Pharisees? Why did Jesus hate lawyers? Why did he say, woe unto you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge? What is the key of knowledge? Why do I have a 300-page book that explains the key of knowledge? Why does the word OASPE means, O means sky, A means earth, SPE means spirit? I've asked you in part one, and I've warned you in part one to go to Google or your favorite search engine, type in the word OASPE, spelled O as in ocean, A as in alpha, H as in Henry. S as in Sam, P as in Papa, E as in Echo, OASPE. Type in the word OASPE. Look at it for yourself. So that way, you're ready when we get into the series. Now, what I may do after this seven-part series, depending on the over-understanding of the people, yourselves, everybody that's participating in this series, is we may actually do a verse-by-verse, if you will, a word-by-word reading of the entire OASPE Bible. Now you should be asking yourself, why would we want to do that? We already have a Bible. Because the OASPE Bible talks about something that is very important. Now remember, the devil ain't stupid. He always makes sure that he includes 90% truth. Sometimes he'll use 99% truth and 1% lie. Because he knows the hallucinogenic reworking of the hippocampus of the brain. Now, during this series, I'm going to give you the biological. You can go to my Facebook page right now. You can click on where it says notes in my Facebook page. Underneath my notes section is an article that I wrote. It's been a while. That one of those articles that I wrote, again, is called DNA, the Language of Life. So DNA can be influenced and reprogrammed by words and frequencies. That's why the Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. Let me say that again. I don't know if you understand what I just said. So, again, why am I doing this series, brothers and sisters? Your DNA, whether you want to admit it or not, it's being manipulated. That's why I like the movie Focus with Will Smith in it. And he explains how they use primers. And again, I talk about it in many of my books. The bottom line, living chromosomes function just like solitonic holographic computers, quantum computers, using endogenous DNA alkaline pairs. Now, that's a fancy way of saying what Dr. Emoto and Dr. Bruce Lipton, both gentlemen, I highly recommend you research. Dr. Emoto is no longer with us. He proves how sound changes water. Dr. Bruce Lipton wrote a book called The Biology of Belief. He proves how your belief changes your biology. There's a Russian biophysicist. He's a cellular biologist. Same thing I studied. His name is P. Jor. I guess how you say it. It's spelled P-J-O-T-R. Grajowski. Grajava, something like that. Spelled G-A-R-J-A-J-E-V. We're going to break him down during the series. We're going to talk about the vibrational behavior of the DNA. You should be saying, and you should be asking yourself, Doc, what the hell that got to do with me, man? Now, you guys know I used to be a cop. I told you some of the things that they taught us. They had a frequency weapon. We call it a crowd control. We use it when we need to control crowd. What was it made out of? Frequency. What did it do? It made you nausea, gave you a headache, made some people bleed out of their nose. In the military, they got sound weapons like that, too. I've done many shows on the weaponization of sound. What am I doing right now? Sound. So one word can change your life. What is that word? Because. What is the word because? Look at the word because. It's two words. It's because. Add the word the. The word because means be the cause. Everybody talks about the effect. Nobody talks about the cause. Okay, right now, if my life is in shambles, which it is, why? Because. Because what? Be the cause. Cause equals effect. If you do something, it causes something. What is the old OSPE Bible? It's designed to create a particular effect. What is that particular effect? Knowledge. What is knowledge? Knowledge is the trick of the devil. You say, well, hold up, Doc. Knowledge is gnosis. Now, I talk a lot about gnosis, but make sure you pimp the game. Now, my job is to expose the devil's modus operandi. That's the only reason why I'm here. So, again, if I was the devil's whipping boy, I know how he works. I think just like the devil. I act like, some people say I act like the devil. In fact, there are some people who would say I am the devil. So I promised God on January the 1st of 2009 that if he ever told me the truth, I would share it with everybody. I would scream it from the mountaintops. I've been doing it ever since. What is the number one trick of the devil? What did he tell Eve? He says, if you eat, you will be like God. See, brothers and sisters, it is not the will of God for you to be all-knowing. Now, I know you probably like me, you probably think you are, but Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 17 says something like this, and I set my mind to know wisdom and to know madness and folly. I realize that this also is striving after the wind. The King James called it a vexation of spirit. See, I don't know very much. I know a lot of stuff. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but one thing I do know, you want to vex spirit? Do what I did. Become and commit spiritual adultery. You, before any physical things happen, there has to be a spiritual. So, see, I committed spiritual idolatry, spiritual fornication, spiritual adultery before anything happened in the physical. So you cheat on God with the world. Can anybody relate? Now, you got the word of God, but it ain't good enough. It wasn't good enough for me. I needed more. Now, you should be asking yourself the next question. Okay, Doc, so if that is the case, why do you continue doing this? See, I asked the Father the same thing, and the Father told me, go read about Peter. I'm sorry, Paul. See, Paul asked him three times, Father, take this thorn from me. Did you look at the definition of the word thorn? It meant messenger of Satan. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. So let me break it down for you, brother and sister. God said, why did Paul have a thorn in his flesh? And he begged God, please remove it. He said, this is for your salvation. Hold up, let me pimp the game. Let me make sure I understand what God is saying. So you mean to tell me God attached a messenger of Satan, a.k.a. demon, a.k.a. evil spirit, a.k.a. Lohamon. You won't find him in your Bible. But you see, the devil don't want you to know about Lohamon. See, the devil is God's dog on a leash. He's a dog, but let's not forget, he's on a leash. So the word thorn in that scripture means a messenger of Satan. And he said that he was given to Paul to keep him from thinking more highly of himself. So I got this great ability, right? I have discernment. I can tell what you're thinking before you even show up. I don't care where you're at on the planet. I can sense things that other people can't sense. Since I was a little kid, I've been able to do that. Then, as my daughter said, I got a mouthpiece. I have the gift of gab. I can talk, as you guys know. So, again, the devil doesn't want you to use your gifts for good. He wants you to use them for evil. Now, remember what King Solomon, King Solomon was the richest. He has the most wealth. He was the wisest. Remember? He has the wisdom so he could rule the people. God sent two women, one baby. King Solomon said, split the baby in half. He was a wise man. And he had 300 wives and 800 concubines. Whoa, that's a lot of women. King Solomon said, because of all of this stuff, he had a vexation of spirit. His spirit was vexed. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 17. It says, because, let me finish reading, verse 18, Ecclesiastes 1, 18. All you, you know, good gnosis people like myself, who, you know, you love knowledge, even though Colossians 2, 8 tells us, beware lest anyone cheat you how love of wisdom, a.k.a. philosophy, a.k.a. knowledge. God's been warning me, and me been warning you. So I'm going to give you the same warning that I didn't heed. Hopefully you're smarter than me. Because it says, because in much wisdom there is much grief, and an increase in knowledge results in an increase of pain. It's Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 18. See, Satan wants to convey the idea that with an increase of knowledge, there's an increase of status, increase of money, increase of attention. You know, I like a little attention. See, this is the lie that I brought into when I started this crap 20 years ago. Do you know that my gift is my curse? So let me show you understand, my brothers and sisters, what we're going to break down for you. Because the Owasi Bible, even though it's one of the greatest books I ever read, is also one of the most dangerous books. Why? It gives you exactly what you want. So you mean to tell me you think the devil's going to come and give you what you don't want? No, that's not how he works. You want a new house? The devil's going to give it to you. You're going to spend all your time taking care of your house. You're going to have no time for God, family, or nobody else. So I wanted an online business that was successful so I could earn enough money to take care of myself, my family online. Guess what the devil did? He gave it to me. Now, I'm telling everybody, man, look how God blessed me. God opened up the doors, man. I got clients. You know, I'm doing these shows, man. Awesome. Assalamu alaikum. Everything is great. Devil ain't stupid, man. So I spent all of this time talking to you, and I ain't got no time for my wife or my kids. Now, I got a neighbor next door. I just found out his name about 2 weeks ago. Been there, what, 4 years? I ain't got time to talk to that dude. Now, he's my neighbor. Now, the Bible tells me that I'm supposed to love myself and then love my neighbor as myself. But I ain't got time for my neighbor. Well, you hey, come on, man. I'm Master Teacher 33. I ain't got time to talk to no lowlife. So you see what happens with knowledge. The Bible says knowledge puffs up. It gives you a spirit of superiority. See, I couldn't hang out with my, you know, with these lowlife people. Come on, man. I'm Master Teacher 33. I got an online business. So the devil, lower mong. But see, the problem is, how does it happen? See, it's one thing to tell you, hey, you got diabetes. Okay, what do I do? How did I get diabetes? Oh, well, you know, I don't know. I just know you got it. Go to the doctor. They're going to tell you how, you know, you got diabetes. They ain't going to give you no cure. They're going to give you medicine to manage it. They're not going to give you anything to remove it. So the devil has given us books to help us manage evil, not to remove evil. So the Owasi Bible is a book to help you manage evil. But I'm not trying to manage the devil. I'm trying to get rid of him. But if you don't understand, see, my job is to unfortunately go through the fire, and then after I get toasted, come out and tell you, hey, don't go in there, even though you're probably not going to listen. So I've been complaining and saying, God, I don't want to go through the fire no more. I'm tired of getting toasted. And then God reminds me, hey, remember on January the 1st, 2009, you said that, you know, hey, if I show you the truth, you share it with people. See, there are many versions of the truth, my brothers and sisters. But we need to understand the simplicity of the gospel. That's what this series is going to be about. What I'm going to share in this series, again, is going to be some very, very dangerous stuff. That's why I gave the warning. Because what Noah Webster did was the greatest thing since sliced bread, because he knows we use language. What James Strong did, now remember when we broke down Flavinus Josephus? Every historian, everything that you got, was written by Flavinus Josephus because he was in, again, Constantine. Don't believe me? Triple dare you to Google Flavinus Josephus. Triple dare you. I ask everybody, do not believe nothing I say, please, because I've been wrong many times. But it's funny because, you know, this is why I love God. Because even when I'm wrong, I'm right. Because the Bible says God uses all things. God takes all things and he uses them for my good. He uses it for the good of them that are called. And so God also says, as I said before, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but he's given me a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Because as we're going to find out during this series, Lo-Amon is the spirit of fear. So if you have that spirit, it disconnects you from the hippocampus. It disconnects you from the pituitary gland. It disconnects you from your adrenal glands. That keeps the body, that prevents milk and honey from flowing through the body. Now, you may be thinking, what does that have to do with anything? Since you are a biological, remember we broke down that word, bio, as an author, on the back of each one of my books, I have my author's bio that explains how I wrote the book. So you are a biological. Logical, again, O-L-O-G-Y, is the word logos. Logos means word of God. It's how the word of God controls your electricity. Now, I have a book. Brother Zach was talking about it today on Facebook, or yesterday. It's called Theocentric. Theocentric is how you can hardwire the brain with the word of God. That's why we have the Bible. So that way we can override our flesh with the word. Lo-Amon want to make sure that doesn't happen. So what he did was he interjected or manipulated certain scribes and Pharisees. We're going to talk about, I'm going to show you, I'm going to prove, just like the Bible says in the book of Jeremiah and in the book of Ezra, and I'm going to show you so that way you can see it for yourself. Now, again, do you really think that anything that the enemy can put on you, God can take off of you? That's why when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you fear no evil. Why? Just like God told Peter, the devil's desire is to shift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you. So I do a lot of warnings in this series because I want to make sure, because enemy can only use your fear against you. They have to have adrenochrome to exist. Adrenochrome is adrenaline and fear mixed together. That's why all animals are killed in a state of fear. Because when you eat the meat of the animal, you take on the disposition of the animal. That's why Jews don't eat. They only eat meat unless it's kosher meat. So the enemy knows. That's why the Essenes were vegetarians. Because they understood that the meat of the animal had adrenochrome in it. That is a thing that allows. Now, again, we're going to break this down because this is part of what the old OSPE Bible explains. But we have to figure out how we got this Bible and why haven't you heard it? And who is this Jehovih? That is the God of the old OSPE Bible. Because that's totally different from the God of the Hebrew Bible. Because you may not have heard of it now, but 5 years from now, everybody's going to be talking about this old OSPE Bible. Again, pimp the game. Mark my words. Just like I talked about all of this stuff that's happening now, where they're slowly eradicating and taking away our rights. Because they have to prepare, again, for martial law. Go to any court. Look at the American flag. You'll find it have gold fringes around it. I said that 20 years ago. Triple value to go to any court in America. Look at the American flag. You would not find an American flag flown in a court that does not have a gold fringe around it. I triple dare anybody to read the book Pale Horse by William Cooper. Now, again, William Cooper is no longer here. He was shot in the back in Arizona in front of his wife and children. Now, I spoke to William Cooper. I reported his stuff, just like I talked about my boy David Blair, who's no longer here. I've also talked about, again, a lot of these other people who share some of this esoteric meeting information that are no longer with us. There is a reason why. Remember, we talked about the Dead Sea Scrolls. We talked about John Allegro. He mysteriously slipped on a train, and he's dead. He's not longer with us. Who's John Allegro? Why haven't you heard about John Allegro? Why is he the only person that have seen the Dead Sea Scrolls and wrote a book? Now he's no longer with us. He shares the same stuff that I share. That's why this information is dangerous. That's why I encourage people, just because you hear me say something, don't go post it on Facebook. Or don't go do this, or don't go do that. There's a reason why these shows are done in private, and they're done at cost. And that's a reason why I encourage new believers not to listen to all of my shows. Because all of my shows are not for new believers. You have to have, it's okay to be a new believer in mind, but you have to be an old believer in spirit or in the soul. You ever meet somebody, they say, hey, that person has an old soul? That means that they are spiritually mature. They may not have the knowledge, but it's inside their DNA. This message, Start Saturday, is for old souls. Again, there's a lot of information. This was just a brief intro. I know I bounced around on purpose because I want to give you enough information so that way you can understand if this is a series that you should listen to. This series is going to be very, 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 very important. It's going to really break down Mark 9, verse 2. When Jesus transfigured himself, and Moses and Elijah, I think, appeared. We're going to really break down the inner workings of the spirit realm, both positively and negatively. And we're going to talk about Pan or Pan, where the country of Japan. We're going to talk about Jah or Yah and Pan. Combination of Jah, Yah, and Pan gives us the country that we call Japan. Where was the human civilization started? What's the first language? Who was the original people? You think Japan? Japanese? You think Chinese and Japanese people were light-skinned the way that they are now? Yeah, I got some pictures and some images. We're going to break it down, my brother and sister. We're going to read from the first book of the first Lords. The first book of the first Lords. Again, it's a non-canonized book, but it's one of those things to help us to understand the canonized book. Everything I talk about doesn't take you away from God. You run to God because you realize if it wasn't for the grace and mercy of God, there go I. You would be deceived if it wasn't for the grace and mercy of God. That is the purpose and the reason for this series, to establish a better relationship with the big G, not all these little gods who run around trying to interpret the big yard. How do you know God? How do you know you have God in your life? How do you know you serve? Now, remember, Jesus Christ, you talk about the name, but the book of Revelation said that the entire word of God is his name. He had his name written on his thigh. What was his name? The entire word of God. So you can call him Jesus. You can call him Jehovah. You can call him Y-hovah, E-hovah, X-hovah, whatever. His entire word is his name. That is the name that he has written on his thigh. So we got to break this down, my brothers and sisters, so that way you have a personal, private, productive, prosperous relationship. Doesn't mean that you're perfect. It just means that when you sit in your closet at night, you're communicating with the big G. Again, my brothers and sisters, go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donations. The cost of the new series is $100. Man, we're going to cram a lot of stuff. We're going to hit the ground running on this new series. We've got a lot of information. You've got to go through an 1,100-page book in 7 hours. So, again, bring pen and paper. After each series, we have a Q&A because you guys are going to have a lot of questions. We're going to break down Lower Mountain, and we're going to break down the OSPI Bible. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you. Some people really are still dreaming. They are still
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your Inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see. I see.